at 11 p.m. according to the WMFO digital clock. You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. And now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2.5, maybe? I don't know. Of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. It's the cross I bear right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about, I think it's going to be about an hour and 15 minutes. Let's just call it the midnight 20 hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. We're not going to stop that now either. Please. I want to thank everybody for everything all the time. You know, you got the Radio Obituary Retrospective, you got the Bee's Knees, you just got everything here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, and really, there's not a bit of it that could be done without every single one of you, the listeners. Thank you very much for all of the things, keeping me going all the time. But as we ease into this new year, conversations occur, as they frequently do. We were discussing one evening of late, what year might be the best year of music? Of the modern era, of course. Friend of the show, Chandler Travis, he piped right up with 1966. So guess what we're going to do tonight? We're going to have Chandler's favorite year of music as selected by me. Ooh. Let's Bubbles in the Think Tank up the year of 1966. There will be plenty of Bubbles in the Think Tank favorites and classics in here. I think you're going to really enjoy it. He is going to slip in a couple of his own selections. So don't be afraid. Do not be afraid. As we look back at the year of 1966, oh yeah, you'll find out what my year is next week. This week, the year is 1966. You were not there. Well, maybe you were. I don't know. I shouldn't say that. I don't know if you experienced the year as we're about to present it right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
funny feeling, we know who's to blame. I get a funny feeling that satisfies. I get a funny feeling makes me feel so high. I get it in the morning, getting out of my head. A new start and I've been getting busy in my head. I get it in the evening when I come home. The same old funny feeling when we're all alone. I get a funny feeling, baby, up and down my spine, baby. I get a funny feeling, baby, all because of you. I get a funny feeling when I kiss your lips. I get a funny feeling to my fingertips. I get a funny feeling up to my brain. I get a funny feeling when I kiss him again. I get it when I see you walking down the street. I get it when I see you every time we meet. I get it when I'm dreaming about something nice. Get it when I hold you, make me feel like I'd. I get a funny feeling, baby, up and down my spine, baby. I get a funny feeling, baby, all because of you.
Yeah. you won't forget her.
You may, goodness, but I'm afraid something's gonna happen to you. Listen, big boy, you've got me hooked, and how I should die if I should lose you now. Button up your overcoat when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Eat an apple every day, get to bed by three. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Be careful crossing streets, ooh, ooh. Don't eat meat, ooh, ooh. Cut out sweets, ooh, ooh. You'll get a pain and ruin your tum-tum. Keep away from bootleg hooch when you're on a spree. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Don't step on hornets' tails, or on snails, or third rails. You'll get a pain and ruin your tum-tum. Keep away from bootleg hooch when you're on a spree. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. You'll get a pain and ruin your bankroll. Keep a well of underwear when you climb a tree. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night
that stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was home. My thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
But he's in love with me. I don't know where that leaves you, but I know where I stand.
You ain't woman enough to take my man.
Yeah. emotions start to weigh you down. Look in my direction, I'll be round, I'll be round. You tell me that you've heard every sound there is, and your bird can swing, but you can't hear me. Can't hear me.
Music keep on playing. I wanna dig the children spraying. I wanna see the motors breaking. I wanna feel the earth a shaking. I don't need your touch anymore. I just don't want that much. Something new and different. I need something new and different. I wanna be stronger. I want to live longer. I want to see a little dog talking. I want to see a shadow walking and go to a secret meeting. And I'll even cry, dear, if I find that you're cheating on me. I'm changing, changing, changing. Walking a tightrope like an eyeless clown. If I don't look up, if I don't look up, I'll fall down. Down, down, down. All the faces born, I love the babies growing. I want to feel the free, warm wind blowing.
Ladies, when you sit down and start upon a dress, did you ever happen to think while you are going through the motions, all that you are doing wouldn't mean a single thing if you didn't have a good selection of the little items of perfection that are known to everyone as sewing notions? There's something great about them. We couldn't live without them.
How would we look without zippers? Or where would we be with no thread? Think of the world without needles, and dizziness goes to your head.
We've got to
stick to our guns and our ribbons, keep our defenses in shape, and give that guy a hook in the eye who takes our measuring tape.
How would we look without zippers?
Awful!
Where would we be with no thread?
Dead.
Think of the world without needles.
What?
And dizziness goes to your head. We've got to stick to our guns and our ribbons, keep our defenses in shape, and give that guy a hook in the eye who takes our measuring tape. The best things of all things are not to be missed. The best things are small things that make the rest exist.
How would we look without rick-rack? Oh, where would we be with no chalk? I think of the world without buttons, and think how the neighbors would talk.
We ask you,
how could we live without scissors? Oh, what would we do with no pins? Without some snaps, it all would collapse, for that's where fashion begins.
How would we look without rick-rack?
Funny.
Where would we be with no chalk? Think of the world without buttons.
Yuck.
And think how the neighbors would talk. Yakety, yakety, yakety. How could we live without scissors? What would we do with no pins? Without some snaps, it all would collapse. No wonder our devotion goes to every single notion.
Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. Yeah, I think that was 30 minutes. Don't know how it flies by so fast, but it does. We're still coming to you from Babyland here at Bubbles in the Think Tank and loving every second of it, as we just generally love the silliness that is Bubbles in the Think Tank. There's been a lot of reason to think about our motto here this week. It's nice to be nice when you know that you're nice. And when you see somebody walking down the street without a smile, give them yours and say, mm-mm, that felt good. It's been a good week for that. But we have so much more silliness and music from 1966. Yes, that is what we're doing. Chandler Travis believes that 1966 is the best year of music. And I think we should probably start this next set with a song that he selected for the set. So let's just do that right now. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'm gonna tell you a story. I'm gonna tell you about my town. I'm gonna tell you a big fat story, baby. It's all about my town. Yeah, down by the river. We'll be right back.
used to me. That's when I get the shakes all over me. Quivers down my backbone. I get the shakes in my knee bone. The tremors in my thigh bone. Shaking all over.
I'm having the most perfect hallucination, cries a young man under the influence of LSD. Green and blue patterns are pouring all over me like a deck of cards. Ah, I have a feeling this is what Alice Paradise must be like. I don't feel I'll ever be the same again. Another man, lying on the sofa in a motionless estate, spoke out under the influence of the drug and said, all over the ceiling are geometric patterns of light. To say they are beautiful is a word too shallow to use. A Canadian girl under the influence of the drug said, next morning my arms were very long, long, long arms covered with beautiful feathers. Another man under LSD said all about me was nothingness, absolute empty space. I was floating on a solitary island in the ether. No part of my body was subject to gravitation. A teacher under the influence of LSD is reported as having said, ah, it was love itself. It was Oriental women such as I have never known. Fat and languorous beyond belief, luscious beyond man's power of normal imagination. The report from another user of LSD is, after taking LSD, you can do anything better than you did before. You feel that something big physically has happened onto you. You feel violence in your system. The salesman taking LSD became convinced he was the Messiah. Another young man listening to a cello under the drug said, I became the cello and the cello strings and the music and the man who played the music. Another man under the influence of the drug said, I found I could make my room expand 1,000 miles and I could also contract it right in front of me. My conscious mind was sort of sitting on my shoulder, watching everything I was doing. Still another man says, the one who goes out from this door and enters it again will never be the same man as the one that went out. A university student says, taking other drugs is like climbing a sand dune. Taking LSD is like scaling Mount Everest. And to the ones in the psychedelic world, it is called the aristocrat of the hallucinogens. A few days ago, a young man in Los Angeles walked in front of a speeding automobile. He thought he could do this and not be injured because he had taken LSD. And only a few days prior to this tragedy, in the state of New York, a young man stepped from the top of a fourth-story building thinking he could fly because he had taken LSD. A young lady committed to a mental institution thinking she was the Messiah and had come to end wars because she had taken LSD. These are just a few of the tragedies and the real examples and results of LSD, which one of our most esteemed senators said on the national broadcast the other evening, it presents a greater threat to our nation than the atomic bomb. So today, the press, the magazines of the newsstand, the radio and television newscasts are all echoing the outcry of this new threat sweeping our nation, LSD, the mind drug.
I know, but if I was an ambassador,
I'm Whip me, beat me, tell me you don't need me, but don't take it out on my dog. He loves me, bite me, fight me, tell me you don't like me, but don't take it out on my dog. He loves me. The way you treat my dog is a shame. You've whipped him till he don't know his name. Slap me, shove me, tell me you don't love me, but don't take it out on my dog, 'cause you don't love me. The cause of all the trouble, pick on me. Don't hurt my dog, he wouldn't hurt a flea. Kick me, bust me, stand right up and cuss me, but don't take it out on my dog. He loves me, don't take it out.
Hello, this is David Essex. Life is pretty much what you make it. Life can be a really beautiful experience all on its own. I know sometimes people forget this and try and find some kind of answer by using hard drugs. What usually happens is that life isn't beautiful anymore. So take my advice and get into life and not hard drugs.
Rock on!
She's a mouse. All she wants to do all day is lounge around the house. She purrs when she needs me and I'm right at her command. But when I try to pet her now, she scratches at my hand. You know that's just like you, baby.
Just like you, baby.
That's just like you, baby.
Just like you, baby.
Oh, it's just like you, baby. Only wanna hurt me. That's just like you, baby. I bought my kitty all the milk my pockets would allow. Now she's the only cat in town that owns a private cow. I treat her like a princess instead of just a friend. But when I try to pet her now, she scratches me again. You know that's just like you, baby.
Just like you, baby.
That's just like you, baby.
Just like you, baby.
Oh, it's just like you, baby. Only wanna hurt me. That's just like you, baby. The next time that my kitty cat goes out the door to play, when she returns, she's going to learn the master's moved away. I've got to stop these goings on before it gets too late. No matter what I give to her, she don't appreciate. You know that's just like you, baby.
Just like you, baby.
That's just like you, baby.
Just like you, baby.
Oh, it's just like you, baby. Only wanna hurt me. Just like you, baby.
Just like you, baby.
It's just like you, baby.
Just like you, baby.
I only wanna hurt me.
So when B and I were talking about what was the best year for music ever, I immediately said 1966 because I thought it was the year that the Beatles put out Revolver, which it was, and also probably the year that the Stones put out Between the Buttons, which it wasn't. That didn't come out till 67. But anyway, I wasn't sure when we were talking about it if part of the reason I was picking 1966 was because of, you know, me, of being 16 then, you know, and doing all that stuff and being nostalgic for that reason. So I looked up some 1966 stuff, and here's why 1966 was definitely the best year ever. The Beatles did Revolver. They had also done Paperback Writer, and they were getting to work on Sgt. Pepper. And, you know, the Beatles were starting on Good Vibrations. I'm sorry, the Beach Boys were starting on Good Vibrations. They put out Pet Sounds that year. And Brian also videotaped Surf's Up for some kind of Leonard Bernstein thing. Simon and Garfunkel put out Homeward Bound and Sounds of Silence. The Kinks did Sunny Afternoon and Well Respected Man. The Who put out their second album, A Quick One While He's Away. The Birds did 8 Miles High. Dylan went electric. He did Rainy Day Woman, Homesick Subterranean, Subterranean Homesick Blues, which I think came out the year before. And Blonde on Blonde. The Animals did We Gotta Get Out of This Place. Jimi Hendrix appeared with Hey Joe. The Standells did Dirty Water. The Hollies did Bus Stop. James Brown did It's a Man's, Man's, Man's World. Love and Spoonful did Daydreamin' and, Daydream and Summer in the City. Mama's Papa's California Dreaming. 96 Tears by Question Mark and the Mysterians. Four Tops. A lot of good year stuff for Motown. Reach Out, I'll Be There. Jimmy Ruffin did What Becomes of the Broken Hearted. You know, Temptations did Ain't Too Proud to Beg. Elsewhere, Lee Dorsey did Working in the Coal Mine. Percy Sledge did When a Man Loves a Woman. The Trucks did Wild Thing. Left Bank did Walk Away, Renee. They appeared for the first time. Ray Charles did Crying Time and Let's Go Get Stoned to go with Dylan's Rainy Day Women. Stones did 19th Nervous Breakdown. Stevie Wonder did Uptight. Wilson Pickett did 6, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9. Supremes did Keep Me Hanging On. Three Penny Opera appeared on Broadway. Billy Stewart did Summertime. I'm Your Puppet, Barefootin'. Junior Walker did How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You. Roadrunner, the Capitals did Cool Jerk. Bobby Hebb did Sunny. Jesus, you had enough yet? And oh yeah, I forgot to point out, it was also the year that Van Dyke Parks met Brian Wilson. So, you know, I rest my case.
La 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 snails or toads or frogs or strange things living under logs. But I love onions. I don't like dance with crazy teddies always jumping on my head. But I love onions.
Onions, onions, la la la. Onions, onions, ha ha ha.
No one's pitching cause there ain't no batters in Coconut Grove. Don't bar the door, there's no one coming. The ocean's roar will dull the drumming of any city thoughts or city way. The ocean breeze is cool, my mind. The salty days are hers and mine just to do what we want her. Tonight we'll find a dune that's ours, and softly she will speak the stars until sun up. It's all from heaven, someone knowing just which way your head is blowing, who's always warm like in the morning in Coconut Grove. Salty days are hers and mine just to do what we want her. Tonight we'll find a dune that's ours, and softly she will speak the stars until sun up. It's really true how nothing matters. No mad, mad world and no mad hatters. No one's pitching cause there ain't no batters in Coconut Grove.
Pat's Crackers to Slipper Rozzer the Dropsy and Snide, a public reminder from WMFO, Medford.